Welcome to Mother-Daughter Diaries. I'm Natasha, I'm the mother.
And I'm Adriana, and I'm the daughter.
And I'm the gnome.
Ben sucks at introductions.
Or formerly known as Mad Cow.
Oh my gosh.
And this is Ben, my husband.
Who came on the show once as Mad Cow. He would like to now be known as the gnome, though.
Maybe we can all keep your pseudonym straight one of these days.
We'll need to make a t-shirt of all of them.
One day.
So life has really gotten crazy since we last did Mother-Daughter Diaries. So the last time we did it, we lived in
a complete different house.
Yeah, I don't
even
think...
We were renting a house.
Was TikTok even a thing yet?
No.
TikTok had maybe... No, it was Musical.ly still back then.
Okay.
And...
I think it was Vines.
I think we only got the idea to do podcasts off of, like, just a whim. Like, I feel like we were like, we could do that. But podcasts weren't even really that big whenever we started our podcast.
No,
They're not as big as how they are right now.
No, not at all.
And I definitely think that a lot of things... I mean... I wish we were better organized so we could do this better, but I think it's good that we're coming back and that we're actually going to work hard at making sure we're actually putting stuff out for our listeners to listen to, because even you said you were looking back in all of our old stuff, and people are still listening to some of our
People are still listening, and the demographic is just crazy.
We have 1% in India, and I was, like, shook at that, because I was like, how?
In Germany?
Yeah, Germany.
Like, all over the country, we have listeners, and it's really crazy, but I love it, and I'm glad, and hopefully they find us again, and they get the notification that we've posted. Because it'll be on Spotify, Apple, you know, every place that you can get a podcast, we are putting it out. And luckily our username was still available and everything's still available. So we just need to update our art and all that great stuff.
We just need to update new pictures.
Yeah. So as some of you guys may know, we are in Missouri, which makes us big Chiefs fans. Go Chiefs. So today we're going to discuss some Super Bowl mumblings and some other things. I also want to talk about cringy TikToks. Have you guys seen some cringy TikToks lately?
Not until you showed me.
Here's my thing. I found out recently that there are TikToks out there that are just for the cringe. Did you know that? That there are people who have characters that are just doing it for the fact that it makes people uncomfortable?
Well, okay, so I ran across this TikTok recently, and it's a trend. And you may have seen this. And it's people that are taking pictures of their sons, and then it's like, AI generated of what they would look like 20 years later.
I've seen those.
Okay. But the most cringy part of it is the song that people are attaching to it.
What's the song?
The song is a Celine Dion song that says, "When you touch me like this and you hold me like that. Like, why would you attach that to a song about your child?
That's very weird.
It's very, very awkward. Cringe. Like, please.
Change the song.
For the love of Jesus, find another song. I mean, that is so disgusting.
And if it was like what my boyfriend looks like in the 1920s or whatever was the first thing of it, and that was the song attached, you can click up above to change the song.
Yeah, change the song, people, because that is kind of cringy.
That is very cringy.
Very, very cringy. So, Adriana, you have your phone handy?
I do have my phone
handy. I have something I want you to, Google.
Oh,
so get your Safari open so you can Google this.
Google is open on my Safari.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I want you to Google Drake's meat leak.
Oh my God, wait a second. Is this what I think it is? When did this happen?
10 hours ago! Yeah, so apparently Drake...
Accidentally or what?
Accidentally sent some pictures... video of himself. That's on his private plane.
Sorry, I decided to open it and I shouldn't have, because now I'm just shook and I never want to see that ever again. But you can definitely tell that he's laying in a bed that's on a private jet, for sure, from the way that it was angled.
I was just like, ah!
No. How did you come across that?
I found it on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Of course. I mean, of course, that's where we get most of our news.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, really, let's talk about it. Like, so you can get news that is, like, completely skewed.
Yeah, 100%.
Based on what you look at, which can be good and can be bad, although a lot of fake stuff comes out of it.
Like, yeah.
For example, I came home and said, did you hear that Taylor Swift got a Chiefs tattoo on the back of her arm?
No, you told me that yesterday. And you were like, did you see her at the Grammys? And her sleeve was just barely covering it. Excuse us, Bentley. We're trying to have a conversation here. But she was like, it's barely covering it. But I swear to goodness, Adriana, it's a Kansas City Chiefs arrowhead. And it's on her arm. And I spent the next probably hour and a half Googling photos of Taylor Swift at the Grammys. Just to be like, no way Taylor Swift actually got a Travis Kelce tattoo. Looking it up everywhere. Well, not a Travis Kelce tattoo. I'm sorry. A Chiefs tattoo. And looking everywhere. And I told her, I was like, honestly, I really don't think this is real, Mom. I can't find it anywhere. She was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Photoshopped.
So, since we're on the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift, I'm going to say it right now, guys. There is rumor and speculation that it's over.
And I don't believe it.
I don't want to believe it. I mean, I am here for this.
Well, I don't think it's real.
But they've unfollowed each other on Instagram.
And this is something that we just found out not even 5 minutes before we decided we're going to do our podcast. Bentley, can you please stop laying on the phone, bro?
So, I feel like... So, here's the deal. Okay, so we were talking about what we found out.
Yeah, sorry, before the break.
So... I think it's over, guys.
I honestly don't think it's over. And the reason why is because the first thing I did as soon as I walked in the room, what did I do? I looked up the receipts. And you know what? You're right. Travis and Taylor are not following each other.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Jason
is no longer
following Taylor. Kelce.
Donna Kelce.
Yeah, Donna Kelce is still following.
No longer.
Oh, no longer.
Kylie is still following.
But we don't know if maybe that's
because they have a friendship. And still liking.
All her posts.
All the posts. Including one that was just 5 hours ago. So 5 hours ago, Taylor Swift announced that the Eras Tour, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be on Disney Plus starting March 15th.
That's next month.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. But I honestly think it's just to stir the pot. I don't think it's because of anything. Our big game is this weekend. She's getting ready to do all this. And so it's just for the publicity. They're just like, hey, why not use it while we have it? That's what I would
but
do if I was...
Speaking of the big game, Travis is getting asked time after time. One question was, who do you think is going to get a ring first, the 49ers or Taylor?
Oh, my gosh.
Travis... Is there going to be a ring this weekend and not just yours?
Well, I did see one where...
It's getting too much. Like
I could definitely understand how they feel like they're being pressured in their relationship, especially with how public it became so quickly and how everybody became attached to it so quick. But also, at the same time, like as being celebrities, you can't really expect for that not to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Travis Kelce was already a really big celebrity.
Yeah, well, before Taylor Swift. But
he had his own TV show before he met Taylor Swift.
But let's be honest, Travis Kelce was famous, yes. But Travis Kelce could still go around Kansas City and do Travis Kelce shit.
And not be messed with, right?
Like, He lived in Mission Hills, and Mission Hills is a very highfalutin neighborhood, but it's not gated. He is partial owner of a car wash, and he would just go to the car wash and
just
help wash cars. Like, he did things on the off season. Granted, yeah, that was probably business and publicity and stuff like that, but he didn't have to have security out the yin yang.
He did it by himself.
Yeah, because he could do some of that stuff on his own. I mean,
it can be stressful.
When he first met Taylor and she was first coming to his home, he went to Whole Foods
and went and got all our favorite
in the grocery store, and everybody was just like, oh, hey, Travis, because that's the way Kansas City is.
Yeah.
If you go to Kansas City, it is not crazy for you to see a celebrity because it is so comfortable there because nobody makes a big deal.
Yeah. They understand they're in Kansas City, that everybody wants to be left alone at the same time.
It's
but
not
are still,
like
taking pictures and stuff.
It's not like Uber celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he's a celebrity in his own right, but he's not an Uber celebrity.
Yeah, like he's not an A-list celebrity or anything like that, but he is. For people who follow the NFL, Travis Kelce is, like, somebody that you know, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
He's a two-time...
He's a household name, for sure.
He's a two-time Super Bowl champion.
Mm-hmm.
All the girls thought he was hot at the first Super Bowl
he won.
He's
still hot, like,
you know,
no,
so,
no
so, like, it's not like he wasn't a household name.
Mm-mm.
I mean...
Yeah.
But anyway, but...
No, but everything we've looked at, we're just still unsure. So hopefully,
we'll see. And here's the thing: is like I was watching footage of like the Tokyo concert, and like people were like, "Oh, you can tell she's just so in love." Like, and so Tokyo's like 12 hours behind us, I think, or ahead of us. And you could tell, like, when she was singing, she was super happy. I don't think
that
you could have faked that. So if anything has happened, it has happened. In the last probably 6 hours.
I don't know, though. I mean, we won't know until we hear from the
horse's mouth.
But
it could be just to, like, get the heat off of
her. Just to get the heat off, or just to, like, so, because she's getting ready to go on tour. And
well, she's on tour right now.
Right. So she's on tour. He's getting ready to go play this big game.
And everybody's so sick of, oh, my God, I'm just so sick of Travis and Taylor. Well, yeah.
All the Brads, Chads,
and dads. Yeah. But if you stop and think about it, and if you watch, like, a Lakers game and you watch a Chiefs game, you're going to see Jay-Z more in a Lakers game than you're going to see Taylor Swift in a Chiefs game.
No, 100%. Any A-list celebrity that would be sitting in the front row or sitting anywhere that's able for a camera to reach them, 100%.
Well, and not only that, she's sitting right there with Britney.
Well, and also the NBA, like, even on the NBA, they go around and look for celebrities in the crowd. Like, how are you shocked? And even at football games, they spotted Eminem. Who else did they spot? Jake from State Farm sitting next to Donna Kelce.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of different celebrities that was out. Simone Biles.
Well, yeah, she's, like, in a relationship with one of the Eagles.
Yeah, and they showed her during our game, too.
Yeah, so...
Whatever.
It is what it is. I honestly don't care. I'm here for it. I'm all about people being happy. But, you know, I love the Kelce brothers. I think that they are just hilarious.
They're probably the two funniest people.
Like, so I just saw a video that was, it was Bert Kreischer's video. And him and Tom Segura was playing poker with Jason Kelce in Vegas. And then I also saw that, I don't know if you guys have seen this, the 49ers coach, Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Doing press yesterday, drunk as a skunk.
No way.
Drunk
straight
as a skunk.
Straight twisted.
Oh, he was slurring his words.
Ugh.
It was bad. And I think maybe the NFL may have learned a lesson that maybe that Vegas is not...
The place to bring an NFL team.
Yeah.
Well, and then have you also seen online that Raiders fans are freaking out about what the inside of the Las Vegas stadium looks like right now?
Right.
Because they painted, apparently, the Raiders locker room is currently painted.
They did not
as
paint.
A Chiefs entrance.
They put vinyl decals outside the entrance.
No, and they're like,
something
oh,
they
painted the inside of it and this, that, and the third. And even if they did, act like it can't be changed back. It's for one game.
Well, I mean, that's just how it works for any Super Bowl. I mean, the Chiefs are considered the home team.
Yeah. We're wearing our home colors.
They're wearing their away colors. I don't know. And then, I guess, Brock Purdy was asked if anybody had ever told him that he looked like Lee Harvey Oswald. And he said no. But he does. He looks like Lee Harvey Oswald. He definitely does. Definitely does. So in other news, tech news, okay?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to say one more thing about Travis. Whatever
you haven't said anything.
What are you going to say?
What do you want to say? Interject.
Well,
yeah, let's hear a man's opinion.
Yeah, let's hear your opinion on this.
So I've been dating... And so far from what I can gather...
You showed me an article from September 23rd, 25th of 2023. That's not relevant for February 8th.
We're in 2024. That's last year's news.
I know that, but what I'm saying, though...
As of September, they weren't following each other. Right. So why would they be following each other? She has liked a lot of his posts, and he did like a lot of her posts, especially the post about the new album.
Right.
Why are his likes gone? His likes are gone.
And hers are too?
Yeah, and the only way you can remove likes is if you block someone or you unfollow.
Yep. I honestly think there's still...
Or there's an engagement that they're not wanting to talk about.
No, because I think they're putting too much pressure on it. Because honestly, I saw a news article today that a Vegas venue has offered them to come and... They were going to do an engagement party there. They were going to give them marijuana and stuff for coming because it was a cannabis venue.
The little chapel in Vegas offered to throw them a free wedding if they got married in Vegas. I think, honestly, what is happening is I don't think they're broke up.
I think
they unfollowed each other to take the pressure off. Because let's be honest, guys. They may have been in this relationship for 9 months.
Well, that's based on our belief. Ben
was asking me to marry him in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But not everybody is Ben.
Hey, the key is tanks.
Oh, God. One of these days, we'll have to tell that story about how you and Ben met, for sure. Yeah.
Let's just say it involves tanks. And pictures of tanks.
No.
Videos.
Oh, sorry. That's even worse.
On YouTube.
No, but if it's not apparent, we definitely want the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Definitely. I hope so.
No, that's why I'm definitely hoping they're not broken up, because I don't want this to hurt our game.
Anyways.
If they do win the Super Bowl, Ben and I will be in Kansas City Wednesday. For the Super Bowl
parade. I'm going too.
You're going too? What are you doing with your child?
He's going with.
We have to stand for like 5 hours.
That's fine.
I'm not holding them.
I don't know. And it's also going to be like 49 degrees.
Oh, well, then I'll find somebody to watch him. I'm going. I got to meet Isaac Pacheco.
They're all going to be so wasted.
I don't care. I will scream his name until he looks at me. I'll be like, you need to come here right now. I talked about you on my podcast the other day. Please come here.
If we go.
Would you be interested in doing an interview
for If we go, we may have to do some type of video.
Like a live stream for Mother-Daughter Diaries.
Maybe we should start up Mother-Daughter Diaries TikTok.
We could, and we could do like a live stream on there and be like, hey guys, what we're up to.
Okay. Anyway.
If you guys want us to do that, I don't know if there's a way for them to leave comments below. Okay, so if there's a way for you to leave, see, it's been so long. Just leave a comment down below if you guys want us to start our own TikTok for you guys to follow, because we'd be more than happy to. We have a lot of funny ass videos of ourselves.
And I still want to bring on special guests every once in a while, and it could be a random follower.
I definitely agree. That was something that we always talked about wanting to do, is like bringing in somebody and being like, what do you, like, we just want to know, like, why are podcasts out of everything, you know?
Right.
Especially for the people who are still listening and like going back and listening to our old stuff. Like, I'm shocked about that, because we started that when I was 17.
And how old are you now?
I just turned 24.
So anyway, as I was going to say, is that in tech news, there is a new website out. And I will have to look it up to see what it's called. But you upload a picture of yourself, and this website, the AI will go through the entire internet and send you all pictures that you have ever appeared in. How bizarre is that?
That sounds honestly horrible.
Well, I'm just saying that's AI slowly taking over.
I mean, we already know that. I mean, our phones, even though right now we have our phone on record, right? our phones listen to us all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why do you think if you just go up to your phone every now and again, Ben, and just say something in it that has nothing to do with your life. Like, just walk up to it and be like, baby carriages.
There's been people that have baby done that.
And it pops up.
And it pops up. But there are some people that it does not.
Well, I will just say that I cannot disclose any names of any companies that I have worked for. But I've worked for a few different internet companies. And over the years of me having my cell phones, my iPhones, I will be at work for a few, go on break, check my phone, and the first thing that pops up is my works, my employment's ad for their services. And that's on a day-to-day basis.
So another weird thing about your phone is I actually saw a lady take a, she had a night vision camera. Mm-hmm. And she held her night vision camera up to her phone. And apparently your phone takes pictures of you constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana's face. Adriana's face is so crazy.
I'm sorry. It's just like.
So what I think we should do.
I just look ugly all the time.
Of Apple. He won't like. He won't own an iPhone because.
Well, so when I used to work at a cell phone company that I will not name because they are not a sponsor. But
sponsor
I will say it's a V.
Special guest star Grayson. Say hi.
Hi.
Anyway, so this company that I will not name that starts with a V, why was I going with this?
Come here, Gray. About their service. Photos. It's always taking photos of you.
Yeah, I knew that part.
Night vision. No. It was taking her picture.
When you used to work at.
When you work at.
I rewound. I'm there. Okay, so when I used to work at this cell phone company, I worked at one of the stores, and we would have. We would have like Mennonites come in.
Oh.
And they would buy phones. And they always wanted a phone, but they wanted a phone that was without a camera. Well, this company does not sell phones without cameras.
Not a single one.
And they would ask us to break the camera. I mean, are we going to need to become Amish? I mean, are we going to need to become Mennonite and be like, sorry, I can't have my picture captured because that's the devil stealing my soul and have our cameras broken. I say we do this, okay? I say tonight we go, so one of us go, Jade, if you attack that turtle, I will knock the poopy out of you.
So Jade is currently trying to kill my turtle. Jade is mom's cat. She is currently standing above his enclosure, just watching him, very intrigued. So I don't trust her because she did look like she was about to hop in.
There she goes. Out
bye,
there.
Jade.
But no, what I think we should do is I think we should do a little experiment tonight. And I think that somebody should go into the kitchen and shut off all the lights, go into the kitchen up to and hold their phone off, you know, off black screen. But hold it up, and we'll see if the night vision
catches
the little the
camera
flashes.
Catching. So here's my thing. I'm down to do this, but I don't need my phone to always take my picture when I'm not expecting it to, because I have a 4-year-old that stalks me. And this is something at first I made jokes about, like, oh, my kid's stalking me. No, my kid legit stalks me. My phone is just full of photos and videos of myself walking around the house. And there's also photos and videos of me fully asleep. And I'm like kind of concerned. And I'm just like, all right, maybe he just gets my phone and opens a camera app and is like, I'm gonna take pictures of everything. But then I checked his tablet the other day. And his tablet is loaded with just pictures of me everywhere. And I'm just like, maybe it's a good thing my son is obsessed with me. Like, I'm glad that he's that infatuated with me that I'm all he wants to take pictures of. But also, like, bro, cut it out. You're creeping me out. I also have a weird one where it's just his foot up in the air. And it's just his foot in a black in the middle of the night. So it's just black and just a single baby foot.
I enjoy taking pictures of Ben with food in his beard. Because...
I can't help it, man.
I also enjoy taking a video and also sound of video, like audio recordings of Ben snoring.
Solid.
Because there's sometimes that there's... I will insert a sound clip. I will.
Do
sometimes
not test her.
It's Ben and Bentley.
Oh my god. Is it your little snore, BB?
And it's like, I don't get sleep those days.
That's so funny.
Those were the old days. Now you have medicine.
I do have medicine to knock me the F out. Oh my goodness.
But, so don't sit here and make me sound like I'm the villain.
But I'm kind of worried. Like,
so we're just going to skip that?
You are not the villain. I'm kind of worried, though. Because, like, what kind of pictures could come up? I mean, think about it. Okay, so you probably got tagged in some pictures from school. I probably got tagged in, like, some pictures from school. I have some older family members that just literally tag everybody when they post a picture. But it's not, it's scanning your face. So I guess that wouldn't come
up. No, it would just be identically your face.
But, like, what if we find out we're time travelers?
Dun, dun, dun.
Seriously, seriously, like, what if, like, a picture comes up
that's not
and it
us.
Says it's you, but it's, like, it's somebody from, like, the past.
That's crazy.
And
but
it looks exactly like you.
But what if
you.
It pulls up, like, a picture of, like, ancestors?
What if our whole universe is just nothing but a giant AI?
Okay, anyway, we're not going to go that deep.
Please don't go that deep. That's very deep.
That's very deep, not for this conversation.
Yeah, that would have to be like a whole podcast on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we're not a conspiracy theory podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to do sorry. Conspiracy theories.
That's not us. But we're more pop culture.
No.
Not fucking mad.
No, not that.
It's just too deep. Jumping off the deep end there.
But I will say, and this might be jumping off the deep end, I thoroughly believe that the people you surround yourself and you have in your life, you have in your life.
For a reason. Oh, every life.
Every
is
life.
What you've told me. Yes. Yeah, like that's like mom always tells me that she always believes that her and Ben have met in a past life. And that they always end up finding each other. Because
mm-hmm.
every time that they just feel like they've always known each other is kind of how they feel whenever they're around each other. So yeah. It's kind of mm-hmm. cute. But
it's kind of cute. Yeah, it's kind of cute.
She gets mad at me. I never get mad at her.
So what's your Valentine's Day plans for mom?
Well,
wow.
Not that.
Sounds very
Did you
exciting.
Make reservations for that?
Table for two, please.
Did you get that on Etsy?
Betty bought off eBay.
I can't really be mad at him. I mean, he really did give me already a really good Valentine's present. In fact, a couple.
Huh?
Well, you got me the Stanley.
Oh mom now owns, and I want to just state this for the record. I love you so much. You were never a Swiftie until she started dating Travis Kelce.
I'm not really a Swiftie.
Okay.
And I didn't even know about... Okay, this is how little of a Swiftie I am. I didn't even know this cup existed. So apparently there's a Stanley cup. I forget the name of it, but it has the same color schemes as the Lover album.
I'm sure everybody knows what you're talking about. Just
so he bought me this cup. And I do like some of Taylor's music. And I think Taylor and Travis being together is an amazing thing. And I hope that this whole...
I just have never heard mom talk more about Taylor Swift, like, in my
because
entire life until
now.
Because
she makes my tight end happy. Not my tight end, but my Kansas City Chiefs tight end happy. And as long as he's happy and he's got a good smile on his face, because he is... hilarious, and I feel like he's just like such a genuine person.
No, yeah, he definitely
and I
deserves
feel like
all the
she's,
happiness he deserves.
I also feel like she's a very genuine person, and so for two genuine people in their industries, what are you looking for? Here's your Skittles. Is this what you're looking for? Do you want this drink? What else can I serve you with?
Do you have a Hershey bar?
In my purse, in the car, or in the console of a car.
Anyway,
the one in the fridge.
Ben,
sure. Anyway, I feel like in their industry and how much money they've made, I really, it's hard to see, find actual genuine people like yeah. that.
Because most people are either after the money or after the clout. And the good thing about both of them is that they're both, you know, higher up there in how much they make. Mm-hmm. So they don't really have to worry as much as, like, people like us do mm-hmm. with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I don't know. I don't think that they're broken up. And I think that we're going to win the Super Bowl and that it's going to be another Kansas City Chiefs year.
Everybody thinks we're the villains now.
Which I don't understand because good. What made us be the villains? Because 2 years ago they were calling us underdogs and now we're the villains because our team is better than it's ever been.
I think it's more just because we kind of sucked at the beginning of the year.
We did very much suck. We but sucked we didn't have Chris hard. Jones for the first few games, did we?
But it was preseason. We only one
regular season. Yeah, nobody cares about preseason. One, we don't care if it doesn't matter.
One regular season game he did a standout and that we lost it. We lost it royally because we just really didn't have the defense. Mm-hmm. But
Detroit Lions picked
but us my apart. Thing my thing is I'm sorry to say this. I am so glad the Detroit Lions are not coming against us in the Super Bowl because those were like, that was like the Cinderella story. Like these guys came from the ashes and that was us like 4 years ago.
Yeah. No.
That was us 2020.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, these guys haven't played since the 90s in a Super Bowl. No. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, we hadn't won a Super Bowl since like the
70s. 70s. Sorry.
67. Yeah.
Sorry.
So
before my time.
So Detroit, if we would be going against Detroit in the Super Bowl, I feel like if we would have won, we would have been the dicks.
Well, and also, I do feel like that they would be like, oh, that fucking sucks. They finally got here and never did it. Because as we all know, I'm not sure if people listening to our podcast, the Detroit Lions are the only NFL team that has never made it to a Super Bowl at all since they became a team. Mm-hmm. So I could definitely see how it could turn into, oh, you that's not fair. They didn't let them win. Mm-hmm. Like, this was their first time. They should have just let them win. This is your guys' how many time? But think about it whenever Brady was on on the Patriots. Mm-hmm. How many fucking
but that's Super Bowls the thing. Did he that's win
back
thing.
To back? And he was a straight asshole the entire time.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they're starting to compare Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And they're starting to compare them. And it seems like the more rings he gets there, I feel like we're going to be the Patriots, you know, but then we're going to have all those bandwagoner fans that were just Chiefs fans because they're winning. Yeah. When I'm telling you right now, I've been a Chiefs fan since the age of five. And I, when I was in high school, we would, that was one of the fundraisers that the school did is they would park games and then we could go up through the players' tunnels and we could like watch the games. And it was really cool because, you know, most of the games, because we were in the playoffs that year. That was the year, oh my God, I'm gonna age myself so horribly. That's the year that Joe Montana was the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we were in the playoffs and everything. We didn't make it all the way, but we were in the playoffs that year. But so I was going to sold out games. And I never sat in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
I have still yet to sit in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever happen.
And I also have a bugaboo that I won't go to a Chiefs game in January because it's so freaking cold. Arrowhead, get like a cover, please, at least.
Or heat it.
No, just get a cover. I mean, it's like...
No, honestly, that game against... who was that? That we played.
The Dolphins.
It was the Dolphins.
It was -42.
That game was so rough. So rough. There were cans of beer frozen halfway out of their cans. Well, it was ridiculous. Coach Reed's beard.
But being...
A mustache, I mean, not good.
But what I'm getting back to is like, I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. Your brother...
See, now, in my side of this, I was raised, you either had one of two options, and it was either you were a Cowboys fan or you were a Chiefs fan. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going with the losing team. So I've been a Chiefs fan forever, and I feel like...
Well, your dad...
Is a Cowboys fan.
Is a Cowboys fan. A Cowgirls
fan.
And he wanted to name your brother Emmitt Smith. Well, Emmitt, yeah, after Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
I saved that child from that life.
No, definitely a blessing.
Just for him to don on blue and white and drive to Dallas.
And for games.
For games.
Almost once a year.
And...
True facts.
I just don't know where I went wrong. I'm just kidding. I'm just totally kidding. But seriously, yeah, I saved that kid from that name and that life. And the least he could do is not call the Chiefs the Queefs.
Oh, yeah.
That's the least he could do for me.
Or have his children call the Chiefs the Queefs. The Queefs,
yes. His beautiful 7-year-old daughter should not be saying
Queefs.
Queefs. Anyway. It's going to be interesting to watch the Super Bowl, and let us know if you guys think that we should live stream or even create a TikTok.
Cause we could even do a live stream while we're watching the game.
And I promise if I create a TikTok, I will not do a cringy AI video.
I will promise I will not let her do cringy videos on our TikTok.
My personal account does have some cringy videos.
Mine does too, but we won't link those.
But I will say my one video that was like super viral, I deleted that. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy because you had like 16,000 likes on that.
I have more than that.
Yeah. Last time I looked at it.
Yeah.
But that is really crazy.
So, but, well, it was really great doing this again. It feels good.
No, it definitely does. And I think that one of the main reasons why we do this isn't for like, obviously, it's not really even for our viewers. I think we just do it because we like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't really get that much time to just sit down and conversate about new stuff that we've heard or, like, talk to each other about different things and hear other people's opinion on it. So I think it's definitely nice for us to just be able to sit down and get back to it because it has been a while. And it's definitely really nice to be back.
Yeah. Ben?
Ben, do you have any kind words for the viewers at home and in the Philippines and Germany?
Germany?
Sweden.
Would you like to say hello to the people in Germany?
Hey, people in Germany.
You could say it right.
In German.
Hallo, Deutschland. Wie geht's dir?
And maybe next episode we'll talk about how Mom and Ben want to move to Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. The way things are going around the globe, globally.
I don't know if we should just stay where we're at or what.
We're probably just
hope for an alien invasion to beam us up.
I hope not. I would immediately die.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to beam us up if they came all the way from a whole other system. Just be like, hey, how's it going? We're going to beam you
maybe,
up. No.
Maybe they ran out of their fossil fuels.
No, they came over here to be like,
and
what's
where
up,
are their
dude?
Fossil fuels? Anyway, no conspiracy theories.
No conspiracy. No conspiracy
gross.
Theorists here, but aliens are real.
Hey, wanna know how we get to light speed? How? Human.
Oh, I will say this. The funniest thing I've seen on New Heights, Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce's podcast, is when Travis Kelce called Jason Kelce out for not wearing underwear. And then
he was like,
and then saying, there is no way that a 290-pound man doesn't have
skin marks.
You guys have a great rest of your week. And go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!